How many of us are familiar with the term selfies? And we probably all are.
Yeah, right.
We seems like they're everywhere. No matter where you go, you see people taking selfies of themselves. You can even buy a selfie stick, you know, if you want to make it even, you know, extend your arm out a little bit longer and so get more people in it and that. And I guess you could say it's a product of our high-tech world that we live in. You know, you see them pretty predominant at weddings and graduations, birthday parties, reunions, just about anywhere people are gathering together. They want to, and they want to take note of this situation and have that and to share those pictures with others. And those are fine and great. But, you know, if we're taking selfies, that's good. But when we think about the Lord's Supper, it's not a really good guiding principle for our lives, right? The product of the kind of selfie these days, it happened in the Bible, we would think. It was under attack right away from the very beginning. It had been mentioned already this morning, the garden, where the serpent would come to the first couple in the Garden of Eden, and the serpent would tempt Eve to eat of the forbidden tree that was given, it was told to them. And his appeal was, and the claim was there, that you will be like God and you will know good from evil. You know, Genesis 11 tells us that, you know, it records the story of the building of the tower there. And it says there in Genesis 11:4, it says that those who were building it desired to make a name for themselves. You know, just think about it with me. If the technology of today was there then, how many selfies would have been taken at the building of the Tower of Babel, you know? You know, when we think about this time together here today, you know, Jesus didn't specialize in selfies, but in service. He said that he didn't come to serve, but to serve. And he gave his life a ransom for many, and we see that in Matthew, the 20th chapter. He remained committed to the goal, even when his enemies were taunting him to even at the last, to come down from the cross and save yourself. Matthew 27th chapter would even say that they even said, well, you've saved others, but now save yourself. That wasn't what Jesus was there to do. So when we come around this time of communion, we're told and actually encouraged through scriptures to, in a sense, take a spiritual selfie of ourselves. When it says, let a man examine himself. This time of communion, remember Jesus' commitment to service. And he made him, Philippians would tell us that he made himself of no report or of nothing. His devotion was to the cross. And still, Jesus in throughout scriptures there tells us and invites people to follow him and deny themselves and to take up their cross and follow him. So, if we want anybody in the selfie, we want to be crucified with Christ, in a sense, right? When people see us, they want to see Christ in the picture there. So, our spiritual camera, if it were, should be focused on others, and not ourselves when it comes to our spiritual service. Again, the pictures and things that are great. I remember years and years ago, if you remember, Rick was talking about this, you know, things to remember from the past, the movie reels and things where we'd sit down and watch home movies, you know, where people went on vacation and things like that. That's all great to remember and those type of things. But when we come around here, it's about our spiritual service to one another and that spiritual commitment that Christ made for each one of us as we come around the table, and our spiritual selfie that we take a look at right now and how we're doing, how we're living, how we're living that example that was put on display for us and given to us there on Calvary. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the ability to look to ourselves at times and to see how we're doing and see how we line up with your scriptures, and just to reflect upon that sacrifice that your Son had given us there on Calvary to just give his life as a true servant. Everywhere that he went, everything that he did, every example that he set was for others. And what a blessing it is to see that. And even at the end here, when he would gather his closest friends together, his thoughts were about this meal, to have them to remember the sacrifice that was going to be paid, the blood that was going to be shed, the body that was going to be broken. He's given us these emblems today to remember that, the bread representing the body and the fruit of the vine representing his pure and precious blood that was poured out there on Calvary. As we, in a sense, take a look at our spiritual lives through a spiritual selfie, Lord, that we understand that as we look at ourselves, how much more we could do on your behalf for the kingdom's sake. And what a blessing it is to have this time to draw us back to those remembrances. For your Son's name we pray.